Off the ball.
Rugby.
Will Bundy Aki, Robbie Henshaw and Gary Ringrose be at the next World Cup? And is it the same situation? Experience does count for sure.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, we hear from Evan Ferguson for the first time since his loan move to West Ham. Gavin Bazunu has the chance to restart his career in Belgium. And we tie up all the loose ends from deadline day with some deals still to be completed. First up today, Evan Ferguson's admitted working with his former Brighton coaches was a factor in him deciding to join West Ham. The Ireland striker has moved to the London club on loan for the rest of the season, reuniting with ex-Brighton boss Graham Potter and his coaches Bruno Saltor and Billy Reid. With Mikhail Antonio and Nicholas Fulkrug both sidelined through injury, Ferguson will have an immediate chance to impress, starting with Saturday week's visit of Brentford. Ferguson's been talking to the Hammers media team about his decision to swap the English South Coast for East London.
It's a very good feeling, obviously, coming in here around the stadium and that today, it just shows you the glimpse of it.
What was it that made you want to come here?
I'd say it's a few things, obviously, like how big the club is, and if you have the opportunity to come down here, it was definitely high up on the list for me. And obviously I knew the gaffer and stuff, you know what I mean? If you come in somewhere in January, you want to like settle in quickly, and obviously if you know people there, it'll make it that bit easier. So it'd be good to be working under him again.
What is it that makes him so good for young players as a coach?
I don't know. I just don't think he really cares. You get me? He doesn't really care what age you are. So he says, like, if you're good enough, then he'll give you the chance.
And Bruno's on the staff here. I think you would have worked under him when you first joined Brighton. Is that right?
Yeah. Bruno was there as well. He's a good guy. Like, he loves like working like one-to-one. Like, so when you're working with him, he's all about the little details, and he'll tell you them little details if you're doing them right or not.
Yeah, and Billy's here as well, Billy Reid. I mean, we've seen him, he's obviously a character.
Billy's a good lad as well. He brings it all together sort of thing, you know what I mean? So it'll be good to see everyone again. I think it's one of the factors, obviously, like, you know, you're coming here and you're going to be playing with the players that can give you the assist, you know what I mean? Like, bring that quality. Just want to get back out there and back playing football and back doing what I do best.
And how are you doing physically? Are you ready to go?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I've obviously had a blip here or there, but now I'm good. I'm back in some good shape.
Here, 62,500. It can really go here.
It'd be good to witness it firsthand when the fans are actually cheering you, not against you this time. You know what I mean? So it'd be good to be on the good end of it. I want to come in and do my best for the team, and hopefully that we can excite the fans and see what the future holds.
Ferguson could only watch on as his new side squandered a 1-0 lead away to Chelsea last night, losing 2-1 to Enzo Maresca's side. Graham Potter wants to be sure he has Ferguson up to speed by Saturday week.
Well, we have to assess that. I think he's had a few weeks off, so I think he played 20 minutes or so at the weekend, so we just need to make sure. We've got some time now until the next game, so we'll help him in training. But obviously that's our challenge now, to make sure that he's fit, make sure that he's healthy and enjoying his football, because then he's a talent. The players that we've got out at the moment are significant for us, so if we get those back, which we will hopefully soon, that makes a difference to us. And then to get the two characters that we did, Evan and James, I think they'll help the team, help the group. Improve training every day, so no, I'm positive.
One man leaving West Ham today is technical director Tim Stuyten. The German had been surplus to requirements at the Hammers, with Graham Potter bringing in his own head of recruitment in Kyle McCauley. It's not believed that Stuyten had the best relationship with either of Potter's predecessors in David Moyes or Julen Lopetegui. During his first window, Stuyten had convinced Mohamed Kudus and Edson Alvarez to join the club. This past window was more hit and miss, though, with Max Kilman, Crescencio Somerville, Nicholas Fulkrug, Aaron Wan-Bissaka, Carlos Soler and Luis Guillermo among his acquisitions.
Hello, Standard fans. I'm glad to be here. I'm ready for the new challenge and I can't wait to see you soon. Allez le gauche.
That's the sound of Gavin Bazunu, who has been given a chance to pump new life into his career at Standard Liège. The Ireland goalkeeper leaves Southampton on loan until the end of this season, having recently returned from a long-term Achilles layoff. Bazunu ruptured his Achilles tendon in April of last year and made the Southampton comeback last month, kept two clean sheets in three under-21 appearances. The chance to play first-team football will give him an advantage over Kevin Kelleher ahead of Ireland's Nations League playoff with Bulgaria next month. Standard are currently seventh in the Belgian top flight. Johnny Kenny saw another potential loan away from Celtic blocked on deadline day. Fellow Scottish Premiership club St Mirren failed in an attempt to prize the 21-year-old striker away from Parkhead. Kenny's won a string of admirers for his performances at Shamrock Rovers in 2024 and made a substitute appearance for Celtic against Ross County last month. However, with Kyogo Furuhashi gone to Wren, Brendan Rodgers was keen to keep Kenny as backup for Adam Ida. Elsewhere, Ireland under-21 defender Tayo Daramola joined Bradford on loan from Crystal Palace. Former Cork City teenager Joe O'Brien Whitmarsh has left Southampton in search of first-team football at Accrington Stanley. That too is a loan move. Ida and Kenny have a new teammate at Parkhead, with former Premier League winner Geoffrey Schlupp joining on loan from Crystal Palace. While the window is closed, some deals are still to see their I's dotted and T's crossed. Tyrell Malacia is in the Netherlands, aiming to complete a loan move from Manchester United to PSV Eindhoven. He's been edged out of the United first team picture by the arrival of Patrick Dorgu from Lecce. There's no rush to get Willian's return to Fulham over the line, as the Brazilian is a free agent. He was released by Olympiacos last month, having moved there from Fulham in September.
I remember one game, we were at Hull, we played against Wolves, 1-0 up at half time, cruising. Phil Brown's the manager at the time, he's like just delighted with the first half performance. The last thing he said to us when we were going out to go out for the second half, lads, first 15 minutes, just, you know, do your jobs, keep it tight. Within probably 2 minutes of the second half, Wolves had equalised against us. So everything that he'd said at half time didn't register with us. We come in after the game and he is in full mode, hammering the lads. So he's going for one or two of the players. You did this, you did that, what are you doing? And all this sort of thing. Yeah. Right at the very end, he said, lads, you lot go out and perform like that in front of me, the next England manager, lads. Come on, not with you showering.
Tottenham signing of Kevin Danzo, initially on loan from Lens, has come at the right time. Radu Dragosin this morning joined Spurs' lengthy injury list, with the club confirming the Romanian will have to undergo surgery on a cruciate injury to his right knee, which he sustained in the win over Elfsborg in the Europa League last Thursday. That means Danzo will be thrown in at the deep end at Anfield tomorrow night, where Spurs must protect a 1-0 first leg lead in their Carabao Cup semi-final against Liverpool. Spurs actually raided Liverpool for a young centre-back yesterday, with Luca Fornell-Gill joining their academy setup. All that added to the loan signing from Bayern of teenage winger Matthias Tell. Newcastle boss Eddie Howe admits it was a reluctant decision to sell Lloyd Kelly on deadline day. The defender will sign for Juventus in the summer after initially joining the Italian giants on loan until the end of this season. It's believed the deal strengthens Newcastle's position when it comes to profit and sustainability rules. Howe says their approach to the window was based on finance as well as football.
Yeah, I don't think it was necessarily... I get the question, but I don't think it was necessarily, you know, my decision to let him leave. I think it's very reluctant from our side because... Lloyd, a player that had just recently signed, and you know, we believed in him and his qualities. Slightly frustrating for him that he hadn't played more, but in part really due to the form of the other players around him. But I think we're in the world, and we have been this window, of trying to manage PSR and trying to make decisions that benefit us in the long term, and this is one of those decisions. So Lloyd leaves with our best wishes. He's certainly exemplary attitude in his time here. I'm sure he'll do well in Italy, and it's an exciting new challenge for him.
When I said you, I meant you as the club, not necessarily
no,
you
fine.
Personally.
Just clearing that up, Razor.
Yeah. It sounds like it's another one of those decisions that you've talked about this month, where you've been asked questions about where it's sort of business and finance over football again.
Yes, it is. I think I said right at the start in the build-up to the window that it was... not a case really of looking at incomings. It was a case of trying to manage outgoings really, and trying to not weaken the squad to a point where the team's affected. But we also future plan and make sure that we control everything in terms of our PSR level. So I think we've done that. I think it's been successful in that side. I think the two sales, the two players go with our best wishes. They're two great lads. The squad now is... lighter in numbers, but high in quality. So I think for us, managing injuries, etc., will be a big part of what we do now in this part of the season coming up. There's still no reason why we can't be successful. But yeah, hopefully the future looks a little bit brighter for us around the corner.